7:37. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through the annual public notice on January 8, 2015. Faxing to the three newspapers designated by the board, Hunterdon Democrat, Hunterdon Review, and Express Times. Posting on the district website, the main bulletin board, and the administrative office, and in each Clinton Township school, and faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. May we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I will be explaining the following of the school board election. Law requires that the Board of Education to reorganize and affirm the basic structure upon which it will function for the year. The board secretary runs the meeting until the election of the board president, at which time he or she will preside over the meeting. The results of the school board election of November 3rd, 2015 is as follows. Alyssa Olasky with 915 votes. 3-year full term. Yahara Radoga with 869 votes, a 3-year full term. And Rachel McLaughlin with 947 votes and a 3-year term. At this present time, I'd like three of the newly elected members to please stand up. In front of you, you have an administration of oath. I will recite that with you so we can do it all at one time. I state your name. Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of New Jersey.
Of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith.
And I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And this state.
And this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
So help me God.
So help me God.
I state your name again.
I, Rachel Radoghi.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Thank you. Or affirm.
Or affirm.
That I possess the qualifications.
That I possess the qualifications.
Prescribed by law.
Prescribed by law.
For the office of a member.
For the office of a member.
Of a Board of Education.
Of a Board of Education.
Have never been convicted.
Have never been convicted.
Of a crime or an offense.
Or a crime or offense.
Listed in NJSA.
Listed in NJSA.
18A. Colon 12-1.
18A colon 12-1.
That I am not disqualified.
That I am not disqualified.
As a voter pursuant.
As a voter pursuant.
RS 14 colon 4-1.
RS 19 colon 4-1.
And that I will faithfully. Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties of that office.
All the duties of that office.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations to everyone. At this time, you have two copies. Can you kindly sign one of those copies and return that one to me? And you get to keep one yourself. I'm sorry about that.
It's if she's a new board member or something, right? We don't know.
I will correct it.
I can come in and get another one.
Okay, thank you very much.
Get this worried about yours, too. I know, I was looking at yours. Wait a second. There's too many D's.
Is it right here?
At this time, I'd like to take the roll call. Mrs. Grant?
Here.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Here.
Ms. Hamm?
Here.
Ms. Olasky?
Here.
Mrs. McHugh?
Here.
Mrs. Radoghi?
Here.
Mr. Petuto?
Here.
Mr. Sturgis? Mrs. Vanderoff?
Here.
Right now, I'd like to have nominations for board president.
I'd like to nominate Murray Grant.
Do I have a second?
I second.
Do I have any other nominations? Okay, at this present time, we have Mrs. Grant is now the board president. She will now take over for the meeting.
You still have to have a roll call.
I got mixed up on that one.
No problem.
Yes, that's correct. Okay, for a motion of the president, Mrs. Hand.
Yes.
Mrs. Orlowski.
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh.
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mrs. Radogara.
Yes.
Mr. Petuto.
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis. Mrs. Vanderoff.
Yes.
Motion carries. Mrs.
Are you, you're supposed to ask me this one? Is that this part of the roll call? Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
And Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries. You are now the president, and you now can take over the meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
I'd like to open the floor, please, for nominations for Vice President of the Clinton Township Board of Education. I'd like to nominate Ms. Rachel McLaughlin. I'm looking for a second, please.
Second.
Any other nominations this evening for Vice President? No, seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Mrs. Hand?
Yes.
Ms. Orlowski?
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Radogada?
Yes.
Mr. Petuto?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderoff?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Yes. Great. Congratulations, Mrs. McLaughlin.
Thank you, Rachel.
We're going to jump over to comments by the board president. I'll try to be very brief. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Clinton Township Board of Education's reorganization meeting. Today is Monday, January 4th. We have a number of tasks to complete as a board over the course of the next year, and I know that the members of this Board of Education are eager to work with and support Dr. Clark and Mr. Juskowitz to successfully complete these tasks. Tonight's reorganization meeting has two main objectives. First, the first objective is to reorganize the board. This is an annual event required for all Board of Educations to complete. Typical tasks that are completed during a reorganization meeting are the swearing in of newly elected board members, which you just witnessed. The board will appoint new officers, which just happened as well. We will assign members of the Board of Education to our functioning committees. And in addition, the board also carries out many of the duties for the board. So, for example, we adopt the board policy manual tonight, we adopt the official newspapers, we appoint our auditor and our board committees and delegates. The second objective for tonight's meeting for the board will be to enter into an executive session for personnel reasons. This evening we have two new board members that I would like to introduce, Ms. Alyssa Olkowski and Ms. Yahara Radogada. I'd like to welcome you both to the board this evening, and I know we all look forward to working with each and every one of you over the course of the next year. I'd like to welcome back returning board members who have agreed to come back for yet another year. Ms. Gina Hand, who serves her third year of her elected term. Ms. Maria McHugh, serving her second year of her elected term. Ms. Rachel McLaughlin, although I think this is your seventh year. Or no, your fifth. She's been here a while. Mr. John Petito starting his third year on the board. Mr. Sturgis, I believe, will start his sixth year as well. And Ms. Vanderhoff is serving her second year of her three-year term as well. So welcome back to each and one of you, each and every one of you. The Board of Education operates under committee structure to accomplish the work of the board. We currently have four committees: Facilities and Finance, Policy and Curriculum, Personnel Negotiations, and Communications. Each committee has four members, led by a committee chairperson. Agendas are established by the committee chairperson and the superintendent. In the case of Facilities and Finance, also the school business administrator. If any board member has any questions involving a particular committee, they call the chair of that committee. If the questions at that point in time cannot be answered, then the board secretary, business administrator, or superintendent are asked to help answer some questions. I've spoken with board members to understand what committees they'd like to serve on for the next year. And in addition, I've worked with last year's committee chair people from each committee and the vice president to develop a committee of members based on their skill set and experience so we can maximize the effectiveness of each committee. So at this time, I'd like to announce this year's committees working together. I'll start with our Policy and Curriculum Committee. Chairperson Ms. McLaughlin has agreed to take the chair again for that particular committee. Thank you. Ms. Gina Hand, Ms. Yahara Radogada, and Mr. Kevin Sturgis will fill out the, I read it incorrectly. Rachel McLaughlin, Maria McHugh, Yahara Radogada, and Kevin Sturgis will serve on that particular committee. My apologies again. Facilities and Finance, Mr. John Petito, thank you for agreeing to chair that particular committee again this year. Ms. Alyssa Olkowski, myself, and Ms. McHugh will serve on that particular committee as well. I did it wrong?
I just didn't hear which
John
one.
Petito.
John Petito, Maria McHugh, Alyssa, and myself.
So she's on two, right?
Sorry?
On Finance?
On Finance, Maria, she's on two?
Isn't John?
Yeah. John.
John is the chair.
McHugh.
Maria, okay.
Alyssa. Alyssa. And myself.
Maria.
Okay.
And John Maria McHugh.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, two Marias.
Okay. Okay, got it.
Personnel, Ms. Vanderhoff has been kind enough to accept the chairperson role for personnel. Ms. Olafsky and Ms. Hand will also be on that committee along with myself. In the past, we have had a communications committee. However, based on the current operations of the Board of Education and with Dr. Clark at the helm of the district, I'd like to recommend that we not staff the communications committee this year. And then on a project-by-project basis, we'll determine if we need people to focus on the communications. Is everybody okay with doing that?
Yeah.
It's okay? Okay. As far as the ad hoc committee for feasibility of closing a school, I'll continue to chair that. Ms. Vanderhoff will continue to participate in that committee as well. Ms. Radogada as well will be on that particular committee of evaluating whether to close a school or not, and then Ms. McLaughlin. And then the final committee is negotiations. I will chair that committee. Mr. Petito will be on that committee. Mr. Sturgis and Mrs. Hand will be on that committee. We have five outside board appointments to fill tonight. We have our Hernando County School Boards organization. Representative Ms. McLaughlin had agreed last year to do it and has agreed to do it again for this year. I will take over the role for a board liaison to the town council for Mr. McTiernan. And then Mr. Sturgis, would you continue to be the ESC representative as well?
Sure.
Thank you, sir. Last year, Dr. Clark and her staff put together a full schedule for committee meetings. The schedule was incredibly helpful for the board members as they managed their work schedules, travel schedules for business, and personal plans as well. And Dr. Clark has agreed to to take this very colorful chart that she has created and set the meeting structure for the next year to help board plan for the following year. So thank you for doing that. Annual board member training requirements. I hate to bring this up again because we all had significant issues getting that training done with technology problems on school boards this year. But I just want to review that during each year, a board member serves on the Board of Education. They're required to complete a course given by the NJSBA as per the School District Accountability Act. So there are governance one requirements for first year board members, governance two requirements for those board members entering their second year, governance three requirement for third full year of service, and governance four for board members that are part of a board for more than 3 years. Mr. Juskowitz is fantastic in keeping us up to date on when those requirements are available online. I would highly recommend, excuse me, that our first year board members go to the first training in person so that it really provides you with a really good understanding of governance and school board operations. And then year two, three, and four, you can do it online, and that works very well. I know it's Mrs. McLaughlin's favorite time of the year.
I did finish my training.
Yeah, I know you did. Our board goals, every year the board has to establish goals for the board. I've already spoken with our NJSBA rep, Ms. Gwen Thornton, regarding the board's obligation to the state to complete our annual ethics review and board goals session. We will work on our ethics review with NJSBA and our goals in the July timeframe of 2016. Every month at a board meeting, every board member will get a task list. I handed that out prior before. It, as most of you know, this is a document that has all of those items that the Board of Education, Dr. Clark and her staff, are either working on or required to work on and complete during the school year. And each month, you will see it will get updated. Those tasks that are currently being worked on or completed will be highlighted in blue, and the upcoming, the ones that are completed will then be highlighted in yellow. Core values. On November 19th, 2012, the Board of Education wrote a set of core values to ensure that board business is conducted in efficient and a respectful manner. The board core values include areas of excellence, respect, integrity, collaboration, learning, and flexibility. The Board of Education will designate a process guardian on a rotating basis for each board member, and the process guardian will participate in the meeting and monitor the following aspects of the meeting: the time, relevance of subject matter, tone of conversation, and the implementation of the overall core values. The process guardian may at times interrupt the speaker of a board meeting to refocus the direction of the meeting. Each and every board meeting, you will have a copy of the core values nicely laminated just for your review and to have at every single board meeting. Okay. There we go.
Before we leave that up, mm-hmm. in public session, can mm-hmm. I go over some dates?
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I would just like to, since you have a list of meeting times, because we have a bit of a compressed meeting schedule in January due to requirements by the county and the state for the park presentation, they required that we do a park presentation before January 15th, which is why we had to compress our meeting schedule. This was because the state was going to be releasing information and newspaper information about PARC by the 15th of January, and they wanted all the districts to have their presentations. I actually did call the county and double check that we had to have it before the 15th, They said absolutely. And they have since reissued a notice over the break saying that the state was a bit delayed in their work. And so they're not putting the information up on the 15th. I don't know when they're putting it up, though. So we're still keeping the meeting scheduled on the 11th. I sent out an alert about that. And we will also be discussing the school calendar on the 11th. So I sent a parent alert out tonight so to remind everyone about that. Because of the compressed meeting schedule, we have a personnel and negotiations meeting on January 6th. That's Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at the board office in the conference room. If you come to the office door, we'll make sure you get in and get to the right place. Policy and curriculum will meet on January 7th at the board office at 7 o'clock. I believe that there will be a school closing committee meeting. I have it tentatively scheduled for January 27th at 7 o'clock. And just a reminder to everyone that there is a presentation on digital citizenship that is very, very important for parents to go to. It's on January 28th right here. Your children, the older students, will have presentations during the day. But it's very important for parents to come to that if you can possibly make it. So I just wanted to remind everyone to mark your calendars for that date.
Is that 7 o'clock too?
That's 7 o'clock.
It's the 28th, correct?
Yep. Thursday.
And that's here.
Okay.
Thursday, yep.
I would like to skip over letter D for now, and then when we do the block motion consent, we'll just include letter D along with the rest. So I'd like to open the floor to our first public comment section on agenda items only. To guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual, our bylaw 167 limits comments to 3 minutes. We will adhere to this bylaw to allow for everyone to be heard in a fair, consistent, and equitable way. Also, the public comment section is for comments made by the public. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This too is defined by our bylaw. The board will make note of any questions or comments that a member of the public will make at the microphone. If the Board of Education has an immediate answer to the question or questions, they will be answered at the conclusion of the public comment section. To the extent any other action is warranted, it will be addressed by the board president or superintendent of schools as appropriate. If you'd like to address the board, please step up to the mic, state your name and address. No? Okay, moving on then to the first recognition of the public. I'd like to open the floor to the first recognition of the public. All the parameters that I just mentioned for the public comment section on agenda items only will apply here. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 15 minutes. If you'd like to address the board, please come to the microphone, state your name, address.
Hello, Lana Brennan, 21 Fawn Drive. Happy New Year, everyone. I am just requesting that if we're having the calendar conversation or whatever we're going to call that next Monday, if the calendar, the tentative calendar that you want to vote on is actually put out before the meeting or available at the meeting, because I know that it last year it wasn't, so it would be nice to have that to look at and see if, you know, there's something that I actually have to want to talk about or anything. Thank you.
Anyone else like to address the board this evening? No? Okay. At this juncture of the meeting, the Board of Education will move on to our organizational resolutions. We'll vote on items related to the structure and operations of the Board of Education for 2016. We'll conduct this portion of the meeting the identical way we do for our committee reports as a block motion consent vote. So at this present time, I would like to move action item D through action item AA. Z.
They don't have some of those.
I'm sorry?
My first letter is E.
This is D here, which is the committee report with committees. That should be D, right?
E.
Yep. And then it goes to at least the agenda I have.
G, H, I, okay. So where are we?
So we're approving to AA.
All these motions.
Oh, okay. Should have gone to
so starting with
D. Back to D?
D and then okay. E through, I don't know, I have CFR goes. It's like all newspapers, bank accounts.
This is AA. It goes to AA. So here.
Yeah.
Everybody see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You also have to call out this.
Amend it first. I'd also like to take a moment to amend the meeting that we have on the agenda that's scheduled for June 27th, 2016 to June 20th of 2016. So I'm looking for a motion for D through AA, please.
Motion.
Sue, second. Ms. McLaughlin, any questions? Nope, seeing none. Maybe we have a roll call, please.
Mrs. Vanderhoff.
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mrs. Hand.
Yes.
Mrs. Orlowski.
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh.
Yes.
Mrs. I'm gonna have to.
Radogada.
Yes.
Mr. Petuto.
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis.
Yes.
Mrs. Grant.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. We have one committee report this evening, Facilities and Finance, Action Item 16, FF 138. Mr. Petuto, sir.
Yes, we have a single action item tonight, 16FF138, which is a request for approval of employee/board member travel. So with that, I'd like to put forward a motion for the approval of action item 16FF138.
Thank you. I'm looking for a second, please.
Second.
Mrs. Hand. Any questions for Mr. Petuto? No, seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Petuto.
Yes.
Mrs. Hand?
Yes.
Mrs. Orlowski?
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
I'm going to need help again.
Radogada.
Mrs. Radogada?
Yes.
Very good.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
And Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. I'd like to open the floor to our second recognition of the public. This section is for members of the public to express themselves on school matters of community interest. We'll follow the same outline as detailed in the first public comment section on agenda items only. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address, limiting this public comment section to 15 minutes. Okay, seeing none. Mr. Jeskiewicz, can you please read the executive session statement, sir?
Whereas while the Senator Byron M. Bayer Open Public Meetings Act NJSA 10:4-6 et sec requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, and NJSA 10:4-12B sets forth 9 types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session, i.e. without the public being permitted to attend, and whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following matters are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12B to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session: any matter involving the employment, appointment, termination of employment, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance, promotion or disciplining of any specific prospective public office, a public officer or employee, or current public officer or employee employed or appointed by the public body, unless all individual employees or appointees whose rights could be adversely affected, request in writing that such matter or matters be discussed at a public meeting. Subject to the balancing of the public's interest and the employee's privacy rights, the nature of the discussion to be had described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality is the superintendent's evaluation and related personal matters. Any collective bargaining agreement or the terms and conditions that are proposed for inclusion in any collective bargaining agreement, including the negotiations of terms and conditions with employees or representatives of employees of the public body. The collective bargaining agreement to be discussed is that between the Clinton Township Board of Education and the Clinton Township Education Association, and whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 90 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists. Action will not be taken upon return.
Thank you, Mr. Duskowitz. Looking for a motion, please, to go into executive session.
Motion.
Looking for a second, please.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? We are now in executive session. I'm looking for a motion, please, to reconvene the meeting.
Motion.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. Looking for a motion, please, to adjourn the meeting.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Meeting's adjourned.
Rachel, I mean,